This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Happening right now in North Dakota, armed soldiers and police are trying to disperse protesters at the site of an oil pipeline project. This is the Dakota Access Pipeline you've heard about. It would run through areas the Standing Rock Sioux tribe says are sacred, and it would go under the river where the tribe gets its water. Thousands of people, Native and non-Native Americans, have come to North Dakota to protest the project. Protesters have refused to leave what is legally private land. They've blocked the highway, and now the soldiers and police, dressed in riot gear, are telling protesters over a loudspeaker to move out. Seattle Times reporter Linda Mapes is there, and I spoke to her about an hour ago as police were confronting the protesters.
I see police cars, helicopters, planes, a very large force marshaled on the hill just beyond where the protesters are camped. Instead of leaving, many, many, many more people are coming. Men, women, children, elders. They're praying, they're singing, they're burning sage. Nobody's leaving. And in the distance, I see armored personnel carriers. I see bulldozers. I see lots and lots of squad cars with flashing lights. I see a helicopter just about to land. Very tense situation, but people here seem very determined not to leave.
We can hear the singing and chanting behind you, Linda. So can you tell yet whether all this, the cars, the helicopters, the personnel carriers, whether police are about to start hauling people away off this private land, this disputed land?
It's hard to say when that's going to happen. They've given a lot of warnings by megaphone. They've shouted to the people here that you need to disperse, you need to leave now, or you will be arrested under North Dakota law. No one will hurt you. You need to walk south to the main camp. You can stay there as long as you want, but you must leave now. That's been repeated many, many times. And instead, what people have done is formed prayer circles, locked arms, and vowed to stay. It's very evocative, you know, Indian people on horseback facing down law enforcement. That's been going on for 150 years, and people here feel that very deeply. Talking to people in camp yesterday, they said they have had a lot of visions and a lot of dreams about this ending badly, violently, but they feel determined to stay.
Yes, Linda Mapes with the Seattle Times is your eyes right now at this the Standing Rock Sioux tribe land or disputed land around this pipeline. And I can hear that this is police calling to disperse.
Actually, no. That is one of the members of the protesters. They're telling people to stay on the fog lines. Those are the white stripes on the sides of roads, telling them they need to stand there in a line, and hundreds of people have amassed there. The idea is safety in numbers. Don't let yourself be picked off so you can be arrested if you're standing alone. Stand together, lock arms. Don't leave. I see black smoke in the distance. Someone has started burning tires. They've formed a blockade. This is the main north-south road in North Dakota. It's 1806, and it's been shut down now by the protesters. Lots and lots of black smoke rising. I haven't seen that before.
Obviously, this is happening. We don't know what's going to happen moment to moment. What are the options here, Linda? What could happen?
Well, the most likely thing that's going to happen is that the sheriff's deputies and law enforcement who have arrived from many states to assist them are going to move in on the demonstrators and begin to arrest them one after another. That's the most likely outcome because nobody's leaving and they've said they're coming. So it's just a question of when they decide to make their move.
And I don't want to exaggerate the threat of violence here, Linda. You were telling us that there are tribal members and their supporters chanting songs of death, that they're very aware of the history of violence that comes before all of this.
That's very true. And you see people wearing T-shirts with signs that say, Honor the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1851. You see bumper stickers on cars that say American Indian Movement, Remember Wounded Knee. I mean, it's different if you're Indian. You've been through this. Your ancestors have been through this. There's a kind of, there's a legacy that's very real. There's a history that's very real. And a lot of people feel like they're doing what they have to do, the same thing their people have always done, to defend their land, to defend their way of life. And it's an interesting crowd. You know, it's mostly Indian people. They're from nations all over the country. Many people have said this is the largest gathering of Indian nations in 150 years. Anyone can remember.
Is there a peaceful possible outcome in this? Could the pipeline builders, the Energy Transfer Partners Company, do they have any other options to go a different way with this project?
Oh, sure. I mean, they can always make a change. You know, they can always reroute. I mean, the pipeline was originally routed north of Bismarck, but they decided to bring it down here, 10 miles from the Standing Rock Reservation, because of concerns of drinking water up in the state capital to protect the wells up there. So what did they do? They brought it down here. And, you know, the developer, you know, they did a lot of work to try to make this thing happen. They thought about all kinds of risks. You know, you look at their environmental documents and so forth, and they thought about stuck pipes. They thought about rocks in the ground. They thought about all sorts of issues, but they didn't think of 150 years of history. They're moving in, and I may have to move back a little bit. I can't get arrested. That's not the plan. I can't cover the if I get arrested, so I'm paying attention to that. Hay bales and tires are starting to burn, and the sheriff's helicopter is circling low, and there's a sense that they're moving in soon.
That was Seattle Times environment reporter Linda Mapes talking with me about an hour ago on the scene in North Dakota, where law enforcement were trying to disperse protesters from legally private land. Now, Associated Press is reporting that the pipeline protesters have retreated from a direct confrontation and that law enforcement officers and soldiers are advancing to force them away from a camp on that land in the path of the pipeline's construction. About 200 protesters are listening to elders speak, burning sage and praying while law officers approach that camp. We will continue to get you updates on the standoff through the day here on KUOW and on our website, KUOW.org.